Jonathan gave me this. This is kind of a collage. There's 7, 8 pictures on here. And the picture of when I proposed to him in uniform at the San Diego Pride Parade. And the San Diego Pride Parade was the first time that the U.S. military was authorized to wear their uniform at a Pride Parade.
And so thanks to an announcement that Defense Secretary Leon Panetta made this week, Jonathan is now going to have access to benefits that were previously off limits to partners, same-sex partners, if you are willing to sign a pledge. So I'd like you to just read the first bullet point of that pledge because I think it captures the gist.
Mm-hmm. In the statement, it says, "We are each other's sole domestic partner in a committed relationship and intend to remain so indefinitely."
So do you have any problem signing that pledge?
Not at all.
Yeah, so talk to me about some of the ways that these benefits are going to change your life and Jonathan's life.
Well, there's so many benefits that are being offered now that have previously not been offered. One of the first few on the top of my head are commissary privileges, where he can go shopping at the commissary on base. And right now, that's a big deal because I'm up here in Tennessee and he's down in Florida and he has my kids with him. So shopping on base is probably about 33 to 35% cheaper than shopping in a grocery store out in town. So he can now go and do that and we can save a little bit of money. I mean, I have a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old and my son eats like crazy. So, I mean, him alone is like a $400 or $500 grocery bill a month. But if we can shave off some money on that by going to the commissary, then it helps. And one of the programs that he'll be offered now is the military spouse program. When families move and the spouse is working and she or he wants to work in the next city or duty station that they're going to, then they can participate in this program that will allow them to easier to find jobs. And he may be able to find a lot better job up here in Memphis quicker. We can get rid of our gym membership that we have down the street because that he can't go on base and go to the gym. So, I mean, if you add up these benefits as far as monetary value, just monetary value, you're talking hundreds of dollars a month.
Do you have any Valentine's Day plans?
Valentine's Day plans. Well, in Pensacola, because I drove up on Sunday night, we had our wedding shower, and it was a Valentine's theme wedding shower.
Are these some remnants from the brunch?
Well, actually, these it's a box of chocolates and the teddy bear on my bed and some other things around the room. But he hid these in the back of my truck when I left on Sunday night. So I didn't even know that these were in my truck until I got here and I was offloading my truck. And so now I have Valentine's stuff all over my room because he surprised me with them.